When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, we're back and better than ever. The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Now we got to live up to that.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Okay, we had the story last week that Dr. Dre had suffered a brain aneurysm.
Right.
And he was in intensive care. Well, he's still there.
Louise.
Yeah, doctors are still trying to figure out what happened. So they're doing a battery of tests to get to the root of the problem. They want him in the ICU just in case, God forbid, he suffers another aneurysm. Because time would be of the essence if that were to happen. I don't know for sure if he had gone into surgery. There's no reports on that, but that's usually the case to stop a brain bleed.
Yeah, right.
I know Ice-T, I believe, was tweeting about Dr. Dre.
Yeah, he said that he's making progress in this recovery from that brain aneurysm. Says, just talked to the homie Dr. Dre. He's doing good, and hopefully he'll be home soon, but let's keep him in our prayers for a full recovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, aneurysms are... I remember being terrified of an aneurysm. You can play this if I ever die of an aneurysm, yep. By the way. I'll be okay with that.
Me too. I think about it every day.
Okay.
Well, I do.
Whoa.
Because I have a fat calf. Hey, one of my calves is fat.
Big boned, Donna.
No, it's swollen. There's something going on there.
No, remember, you got it checked out. You had me measure your calf.
Yep.
And then you went to the doctor, and they said, it's all good.
Yeah, I went and got an ultrasound. Is that what you call it? Yeah.
Sure.
I almost said a sonogram. I got an ultrasound, and they didn't see anything, but it could be maybe too small to show up. I don't know.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, being in the ICU for a long time is what is concerning.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Well, I should say that doctors have cautiously informed his family that a bad outcome does not appear to be on the horizon.
Good.
So that's good. But, you know, being in the ICU, maybe that in his case, he's just means he's getting a lot more attention.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye on him.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just always.
Poor guy going through a divorce, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Really? Oh, and then they tried to break into his house?
Yes.
While he was.
Yes. That can't be, you know. Unstressful to add to everything else. But anyway, we're wishing him well.
Yes.
Keep you posted if he does get discharged or if there's any new information on that. I want to give a heads up to fans of the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
Steve, I know you're a big fan.
I love them. What's their big hit again?
Anarchy. I don't know.
Okay.
But I truly enjoyed Sid and Nancy when that came out. But Danny Boyle is behind a 6-part TV drama called Pistol that is based on, I think he's the guitarist, Steve Jones. He put out a memoir in 2016 called Lonely Boy. And I think I'm going to check it out. Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones is going to play punk icon Jordan. It's going into production in March, and the book, I hear, is described as poignant, yet very funny at times. So Danny Boyle, of course, is behind Let's see, Slumdog Millionaire. He's behind Yesterday, which I loved. He's behind Train Spotting, 127 Hours. So I think I'm going to check this out. It's a six-part drama.
Six-parter.
So
you got to be in it. In it for the long haul there.
And I bet this isn't even going to get to air maybe until late this year, probably.
Right.
If I were to guess. Yeah. So that's on the horizon. Then something super fun, Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this story had come out earlier, but it's making its way onto the internet again because there's a video kicking around of a 16-year-old Ed Sheeran who looks like a modern day Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
And it's so he tried out for a show called what was it called? It was the name of a school, Britannia.
Yes,
Britannia High. And he was going through this audition process and he didn't make it. Like, they recognized his talent, but he cannot dance. Here's a little clip.
Darling, I've been waiting for you.
His voice is what Britannia High is all about.
Okay, music. Not even an option.
Ed has no clue what he's doing. But he's trying.
I'm just trying to really get it in my head. I think I messed up as well. I got kicked in the face by accident.
I don't care if you're lost. It's in our hearts. We both know that.
His voice is classic rock singer.
Absolutely. I'd be interested to see what the acting guys have got to say. That
acting and dancing, who knows?
But he's 16, is the real thing.
He's 16, you know? I'll be signing him anyway.
There are two amongst you that we're going to offer a part in Britannia High right now. Those two people are Matthew Thomas.
Ed Sheeran.
And Georgina Hagen.
Nope.
I don't think anyone could say that they didn't want the part and they weren't hoping to get the part because everyone wants to do as much as the next person.
You have to see him dance.
I watched. You know what? He's, his heart's in the right place.
Yeah. And you know what?
He looks like all of us dancing.
Yes.
Can you imagine if, like, he didn't get that part? I know the guy said he was signing him, but if he just decided to be like, oh, well, I guess that was my shot, or that was my, you know, if he just decided to hang it up and he's doing nothing, like, not doing what he would, like, that change, that left or right from that decision, like the butterfly effect, like we talked about, could have been so different, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Like, he could have been discouraged and put down the guitar for a little bit, and we would never be blessed with Ed Sheeran right now, you know?
You're right. Aw.
Blessed with Ed Sheeran. Are you sucking up to Donna?
No. No, actually, I enjoy Ed Sheeran myself.
Ed Sheeran, he is such a hit maker, Steve.
I have opened my heart to Ed Sheeran.
And I thank you for it.
Well, yeah, you're right. Blessed was a little strong.
Just felt a little strong.
No, it is blessed because his music makes people happy. And that is a beautiful thing.
That's true. And it's okay that you blew up.
Thank you.
Wow. All what right. A yes man you've got over there, Donna.
Shut up,
I need to see that guy. All right, whatever. Hey,
Steve, come back in studio and we can hang out, you know?
That someday, my friend. Okay. Well, we come back. Everybody feeling a little hungry?
Not really.
Great. We've got some food news coming up. How Girl Scout cookies might be coming to you this year and maybe forever in the future. Plus, think of our grand United States. Which state loves bacon the most? Is it us? Is it us? Is it us? We'll tell you when we come back. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. Ah. I could not believe how cool they felt. Like, continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game-changing covered. Donna, this is real life. It's soft.
Know,
it's
I'm
cool.
Sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great
local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. And thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy. Yeah, guys. Guess what?
What is it, Donna?
You could get Girl Scout cookies delivered for the first time.
Let's get fatter!
Yeah! No. So,
oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That was the wrong thing to chant.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bad. No.
This is great, though.
I am very excited. You know, I understand, like, the girls are still doing, you know, still packaging and doing all the things that they need to do to get that sales experience and selling the cookies.
Dragging the wagon down the street, you know. Hello, hi.
I gotta be honest, yes? I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, I've seen it within the last couple of years. Not last year.
No, it's always parents putting up, you know, sign-up sheets at work.
Well, there is that also. But I have experienced door-to-door little Girl Scouts, multiple Girl Scouts.
Really?
Yeah, meaning getting hit by different Girl Scouts at different times. And then what do you say to little Judy? Judy, I already bought Samoas. What do you look at me? Look
no
at me.
Little Judy.
All right. Little Astiel.
Hmm?
I don't know. New modern names?
How about Ashley?
There we go. Emma.
Emma.
Olivia.
Olivia, that's it. So, yeah, we've had multiple, man. I know this. So I wonder if they're bummed out.
I wonder, too. I mean, I personally, we used to have to sell, like, chocolate bars for, like, our softball team or for school. And I am, like, the worst salesperson. I dreaded having to go knock on people's doors.
Oh, me too. I despised it.
Oh, yes. You seem like you'd be like, hey.
Yeah, you'd be a good sales guy. Yeah.
No. I don't like cold calls. I like hot leads.
Warm it up a little bit and then jump in and say, how you doing?
Yeah, I don't like, and they're sitting down. Now you've knocked on their door and they have to stand up and walk over to you.
And they were in the middle of their program.
They were in no way thinking, I need to buy a chocolate bar now.
Right.
And then I come to their door. In fact, I had to do this when I was in fourth grade. The fourth, fifth, and sixth graders would go on a big field trip in May every year. And the trip was to Toronto. And I had to sell, I got whatever it was, 4 boxes of chocolate bars. And my mom said, you can sell them or you're not going on the trip.
Whoa.
And they went on the trip and I stayed home and ate
you
chocolate
did?
Bars. I did.
Yep. Who paid for those chocolate bars?
I believe my mother. Because you have to, like, there's a purchase that has to happen, right? Isn't there something? Don't parents have to buy half of it or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know how it works. Donna, I was 10.
I thought you just returned them.
And I just ate. No, I ate so many chocolate bars. Great. I missed out on seeing Toronto. I did get there 2 years later. It was a great redemption story. I know you're wondering.
Yeah.
And we made it back there.
Okay. Girl Scouts have launched this first national delivery with the collaboration with Grubhub. So they're just trying to make sure that the sales are safe and socially distant. So beginning on the 1st of February, they're going to begin accepting orders for the delicacies.
Okay.
All right. Cookies.
Don't say cookies. It like that.
And then it can just be arranged through their website. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
I was so convinced because I had such scar tissue of going door to door, selling things. When the first kid came to my door when I was an adult, I bought his whole box.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Aww,
been there before,
that's
dude.
Sweet.
Scar tissue. You know, it's like, yes. How many do you have left? And he's like, 48, Mr. P.
Let me give you the flavors, okay?
Okay.
We all know thin mints.
I love them. Frozen.
Don't forget about the lemon ups. The lemonades.
Yeah.
The shortbread or trefoils. Those are good. Those are good for dipping in coffee.
They're a good coffee cookie. That's a sturdy back.
Caramel delights or Samoas.
Yes.
The peanut butter patties. Yes.
Boom.
Those are good. Tagalongs.
Tagalongs.
Woo!
I don't like these multiple names.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. The dose, I'll tell you what they're called and then I'll explain what they are. The Do-si-dos. Those are the peanut butter sandwich cookies. They've got Toffee Tastic. I would like to try those. the caramel chocolate chip. That sounds good. And then they have two types of s'mores, the graham sandwich.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And a graham cookie dipped in cream icing and covered in chocolate.
I think for me, it's going to be, if I have to pick one, only one exists, it's going to be the Samoas.
I'm going to go Do-Si-Dos.
Tagalongs. And wow. Do you guys, so the reason why there are, do you know why there are two names?
Oh, no, the tag-alongs.
I have learned this at one point in my life. We talked about it on Twin Cities Live, and I forget almost everything I talk about.
So they have licensed two different commercial bakers that do it, and you can see on the box, like, which, there's a certain, where it's out of, but each of those commercial bakers have their own name for each of the cookie, but it's supposed to be the same ingredients, but it is not, because if you get tag-alongs from one of them and tag-alongs from another one, I can contest that there's more peanut butter in one than the other.
Oh. Okay, I like those. Those are like the chocolate covered peanut butter, right? Yeah, girl. Put me down for a yes queen.
I love bacon. I should move to this state to be surrounded by fellow bacon lovers. What state has the deepest, most passionate love for this kind of pork?
Mississippi. What? Texas?
It's Nebraska.
What?
The Cornhuskers. Corn and bacon? I guess you want corn and bacon together. This is a study that analyzed thousands of Instagram posts about bacon. I like studies. That's really something. Nebraska came in at number one. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, came in at number two. Which state likes bacon the least?
That's going to be California.
No, but you're on the right coast. Kind of snooty people.
It's the Seattle people.
It's Washington. Yep. Yes, it is. The state of Washington. I had some of the best bacon I've ever had in my life a few weeks ago. All I remember is I purchased the bacon at Cub Food. It was a thick cut. I believe it was applewood smoked, and it was unbelievable. I bake my bacon. I bake it. I bake my bacon.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Steve, how do you make your bacon?
I bake it. I think it's the best way to make it, to bake it. Bake your bacon.
Let's play a game.
651-641-1071. Call that number right now, and you can play along with us in the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. We'll all find out the topic when we come back. It's 4-3 me. Can Donna tie it up? Find out next.
I'm excited yet nervous to play a little game that we call the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. You ready?
Hit it!
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, guys. Gotta pod the right one down here. As you know, like Steve said, this is the 8th edition of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, and Steve took the lead yesterday 4-3 because I rudely changed the question midway through.
Yep, it's your fault.
Take it anyway I can get it.
Right. So, we have a good topic today, which I'll tell you guys shortly, and we have Angie on the phone, and Angie's from New Brighton. She's a big bat. She has a basset hound, Donna.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love basset hounds.
They are great looking dogs. Long tubular bodies, floppy ears. They don't know how to bark. All they do is howl.
They bay. Actually, it's called baying.
What's it called?
Say it again.
Baying.
Baying.
A-Y. Yeah, it's called baying.
They're home.
Yes, that is baying.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh, wow.
what's your basset hound's name?
Lumper.
Oh, what a cool name. name?
Lumper.
Yeah, it's a Lump and Thumper.
And they look like
huge
lumps.
Little paws as a puppy.
Yeah. Oh, they must be cute puppies. Goodness. Basset hounds. Are their ears long when they're puppies?
Yeah, and they trip over them.
Yep.
No, sir.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. If you don't pick me, I'm going to spend the whole time when I'm off headset just Googling Basset Hound puppies.
All right, guys. Well, Angie's playing for a My Talk t-shirt. And today, our topic is looking for love TV shows. TV shows about, reality TV shows about finding love.
Oh, reality.
Reality TV shows about finding love. Think reality shows, okay?
Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
Stop it.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
I cannot.
Focus.
Let them focus, Donna.
Don't focus.
Keep looking at puppies, Steve. Okay, Angie, who do you want to play with, Steve or Donna?
As much as I'm a fan of Steve, I'm going to go with Donna.
Oh, thank you.
I'm feeling Donna.
I'm probably going to need your help, actually. All right, Steve. All right, beat it. All right.
Okay. All right, Donna, timer or no timer?
I'll take a timer.
Okay, we will turn this down a little bit here. All right, Angie, like I mentioned earlier, just wait till the end to come in and help Donna out, and Donna knows how this works. All right, this original Netflix dating series follows 30 men and women for 10 days in a speed dating style format. The men and women date each other in different pods where they can talk to each other, but not see each other. What is it?
Can't remember.
In this show, contestants couple up for the first time based on first impressions only. But over the duration of the show, they are forced to recouple where they can choose or be chosen to remain in their current couple.
First impressions.
On this love reality show, several couples agree to live in a group of singles of the opposite sex in order to test the strength of their relationship.
I don't know any of these. I hate these shows.
Angie.
Yes.
Can you help us out?
I think the first one is The Circle, though I know it's not, but that's a Netflix reality show.
You sure
the
it's
second
not the
one, I believe, is Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
And the third one is Temptation Island.
Okay.
Okay, well, you get Steve. I want to check one thing out because I just got to double check here.
Okay. I will send, thank you. You just helped yourself. And
I can't remember the first one. I know people watch. I remember Jason talking about it.
I think you're right about The Circle. Lots of people were like really into it, like fascinated by it. Okay, I'm bringing Steve back. Don't say anything. Okay. All righty then. Hi, Steve. Steve.
So here's something. Their ears, these little basset hound puppies, their ears hang into the dog food bowls when they're eating. Oh my god.
Oh,
yes,
really cute.
They've got like little like shower caps that you can put around.
Yeah, because they'll drag food and water all over the house.
Yes,
my wolfhound has this problem where he doesn't know how to lick water. He just puts his whole mouth and engulfs it in the water and like that. And so then he gets up and he drags water. I have rubber mats all over my house.
But. Yeah, it's a real thing. By the way, these basset hounds, they're kind of like the Dumbo version of...
Yes, of dog.
Of dog.
Yes, yeah. Long, floppy ears.
Precious.
Very
Remember,
short
what
leg.
Was the name of the cartoon character, the basset hound?
Droopy Dog?
Droopy.
Yes, he was always like a downer.
Yeah. All right, okay, back to the game.
All right. Are
right.
Ready?
Okay. Yep. Just checking out some facts here. Okay, Steve. As you know, looking for love TV shows, reality style TV shows based on love. All right. This original Netflix dating series follows 30 men and women for 10 days in a speed dating style format. The men and women date each other in different pods where they can talk to each other but not see each other. What is it?
Love is Blind.
In this show, contestants couple up for the first time based on first impressions only. But over the duration of the show, they are forced to recouple where they can choose or be chosen to remain in their current couple.
Wife swap? No. 90 Day Fiancé. Right.
On this love reality show, several couples agree to live with a group of singles of the opposite sex in order to test the strength of their relationship.
You did exactly what I did. You're just like, I don't know, I'm just going to say the names of all the things.
Well,
Super Nanny.
Okay, the first one was, and Steve did get it right. I had to check here because the circle threw me off, but it was Love is Blind.
Mm. Yes. Way.
Second one is Love Island, which Donna got because Angie saved her.
Mm-hmm. Nice, Angie. Mm-hmm.
And the last one is Temptation Island, and Angie saved Donna with that
one. Wow, yes, Angie,
you like yourself some guilty pleasure TV, don't you?
Not really. That's what's odd. I have a weird memory where things that I don't need to know, stay I remember. And
critical like, information is lost.
I forget
forever.
Like where I leave my glasses.
And,
right. Yeah. Oh, using glasses and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy you won. And thank you for getting me a win.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad. Go Team Donna.
Yay!
You know, if I had to lose to anybody, I'd prefer it be Angie. She is an effervescent personality that is just naturally bubbly and positive.
Just lovely.
What's the biggest task on your agenda today, Ange?
Well, I just got done grocery shopping at Cubs, so nice. I guess I have to go home and, like, you know,
run back in, grab
the groceries and then put them away. So.
They have thick cut bacon in there. I hope you got it. If not, run back in and get it. I think it's by Smithfield. I don't know, but it's in a black bag and it's incredible.
Okay.
Bye, Angie.
Bye.
Hang on. Grant is going to get your info. By the way, you know what else Cub has that's really good?
Yes, Queen?
Okay, there's two staples at Cub that I love. One is they have stuffed mushrooms, already stuffed.
Oh, I like it pre-stuffed.
Yes, and they have crab stuffed mushrooms, and then they have Mediterranean stuffed ones, and then they also have turkey sticks that I love. Like beef sticks, but turkey.
But turkey, yeah. That's good for you.
It's better. I don't know if it's good.
But it's better. I mean, it's good for you, Donna Valentine.
Correct.
Because you're sort of anti-beef lady.
I'm a real big turkey lady.
Phoebe. So you think turkey burgers are wonderful.
I love turkey burgers. I can't tell you the last time I had a burger.
I believe it. I was wondering, as we were talking about Girl Scout cookies, I thought, when's the last time she actually got a box of Girl Scout cookies?
It stresses me out to have them, so I usually give them away. I might take a sleeve and put them in the freezer.
Okay. It stresses you out.
I can't have junk food in my house. I just can't. It would. I'd sit in front of the TV every night and just stuff my face.
I've been doing that for a little bit now. I will say, long term, it does make you fatter. It's my own anecdotal
experience.
Especially
if you don't measure. Like, I have to measure a serving.
Oh, are you
so,
insane?
Like, if a serving is, you know, 13 chips,
yeah.
I only take 13 out and put
Donna
it on a paper
Valentine,
plate.
Valentine, this isn't true what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. I don't do it with everything. Just, you know, things that are triggers for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, okay, I count
13
them out.
Tortilla chips. All right. I'm gonna have this serving. Wow, that shows wonderful restraint. You have a lot of restraint in certain areas of your life.
In certain areas of
life. In other areas, you just are a prisoner.
No discipline. Thanks for asking. Okay, so did you hear the news?
I did, and I don't know if I like it.
But maybe you should give it a chance, just like I did with Ken Jennings. We do know that they are tapping a bunch of people to guest host while they search for a host of Jeopardy. And we know that Ken Jennings is hosting this week. Katie Couric is next week. Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a guest host.
I can't believe he wants to do this. Here's the interesting thing about Aaron Rodgers, and he's on a lot of commercials. And I've seen him come to life in some interviews, but his humor is so dry, and it feels like it would read a little
snooty,
borderline disinterested, whereas Alex Trebek had a dry, easy sense of humor, but you always felt that the thing he cared about most was Jeopardy. I just don't know. This feels like
a weird
fit.
Aaron Rodgers says he's really excited about it, and he's been talking with the producers for a little bit, but he made this announcement yesterday, and then he said, uh-oh, I think I may have jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So I need to apologize if they wanted to announce it. I just got so excited to be on the show.
Wow.
It just went down the last couple of days of them figuring it out. So he did say that he is someone, Alex Trebek was someone that he really looked up to when as growing up.
He was on, you might have mentioned this, I was on the phone with Angie, but he was on the show at one point in time in his life.
Oh,
he was
representing
a charity and he won, and I believe he won $10,000. I got to look it up here.
Wow.
He said it's been a staple at his house in Green Bay for the last 16 years, and he plays all the time.
Wow.
And let's see, when the opportunity came up in 2015, that's when he was on, he said it was a dream come true. To get there and to meet Alex was a special moment. He was very sad about his passing, but there's a nostalgic connection to, you know, certain figures in our life based on our childhood and where we were when we had those memories. Hmm. And he said it always felt like Alex was, you know, kind of family because he was in his living room every night.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'll be interested. He can grow a mean mustache. Aaron Rodgers can.
Oh, nice.
A Trebekian mustache.
By the way, Trebekian. He won $50,000.
Yeah, and you might like this, Steve. He beat Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary on the show.
Mr. Wonderful.
And Mark Kelly, an astronaut, when he was on the show.
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Suck it, NASA.
Suck it.
When we come back, we're going to get tipsy. There is apparently a hack that can keep your bathroom mirrors from fogging up.
I think I know what this is.
We'll see if you guess right. I would love to know. I makes me want to try it. And it doesn't mean like taking colder showers and causing less steam. Take your hot shower and your mirrors won't fog up. We'll tell you the key ingredient to pulling that off when we return in Tipsy, coming up on Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show. Our boss just poked her head in.
Oh, did it spook you?
No, I did. I actually did okay this time.
No stress.
Because I wasn't hyper focused on anything. But she kind of gently opened the door and she goes, "You count ships," and left.
Yeah, you're maybe one of 2 to 3 people out of 100 that you could talk to who do that.
I know, but I'm still fat, so it doesn't matter.
Hey!
Woo!
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Why don't you and me, Donna, commit to just plumping up?
I am plumped up.
I am too. I've already said I'm changing my radio name in my later life to Fats Patterson.
You know what's different? Yeah. The difference between us is I can control my eating. I just can't get motivated to exercise. Mm. And you're the opposite. You can get into the exercise.
Yes.
It's the eating that's the problem for you.
And frankly, that's the more critical part, I think, is what you eat, what you put in your body.
Yeah, but I'm still flabby. So, you know, whatever.
We're all flabby, which means, Donna, have the 14th chip.
No.
Do what I do. Bring the bag to you. Put the bag on your body. Have a nice bowl of dipping. And if you put a lot of whatever the dip is, if it's chip dip or if it's salsa, whatever, then you keep dipping until the dip is done. That's your serving size. The serving size is when I get done with this salsa.
All right. I want to talk about a tip. And I want to guess what your tip is, okay?
So we're guessing how to keep your bathroom mirror from fogging up.
I think it has to do with something that's already in your bathroom, right?
No, but what is your guess?
My guess is shaving cream.
That might work. That's not this one, though.
Newspaper?
You can prevent your bathroom from fogging up after a hot shower with car wax.
Oh, that's good.
Here's what you do. You apply a small amount of car wax to the mirror, let it dry, and then buff it with a soft, dry cloth.
No way.
That's something.
That's
good. You know, I don't wax my vehicles.
I don't either, but it looks like fun.
I don't think it looks enjoyable, but I think it makes your cars look shiny more longer.
Well, and doesn't water just kind of
bead right off?
Yeah.
Of it? And so too, I think dirt is less interested in sticking to your car.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, dirt is a bad boy, and you're too square. If your car is wax, you're too clean and square for that dirt bag.
How dirty is your car right now, the interior?
Very clean.
Oh, because you just, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Okay.
Just got his fancy car all fancied up.
I got my car detailed. It was a Christmas or a birthday present. It was a birthday present.
A lovely present, too.
Lovely present.
Yeah.
And I had always said, if I could just get this car real, when it gets super cleaned, then it's easy for me to keep it clean.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just taking stuff out at the end of the day. Things aren't, cups aren't staying in there. I'm just removing stuff. It's very clean in there. And I went about a week without even farting in that car. Because I felt so good about how the detail situation was. I'm not going to besmirch this.
More on that coming up at 11:15. Deep tease.
Deep tease.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you put this into
how
our show.
How dirty is your car right now? I bet
dirty.
Not. I bet there's bag, tons of hair, probably even some from the dog.
It's all from the dog. Oh. And I mean, I go walking in the dog park every day and then, you know, back in the car. And so there's schmutz all over the place.
Yeah.
There's
that's tough, Donna,
dirt
to keep
from
it clean.
Snow and going to the cabin. I just can't. And my mats are ugly. And then when I go to buy new mats, like those fancy ones.
Oh, the WeatherTech.
The WeatherTech. I'm like, what is this? I'm supposed to cut this? I don't need a homework assignment with the purchase. You know what I mean? You cut it.
I'm paying you.
The hell? It's like you in the bagging the groceries.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why I want you to bag it? Because they pay you.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, it's my car's filthy. Thank you for asking.
Quick thing on the dog tip. If you don't like dog hair, soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. He's 5 months old now, almost 6 months. We haven't found a single hair ever.
We're happy for you.
Well, listen. Good for you. Listen, some hypoallergenic dogs aren't really. They went to the lab and then they tried to create them. This is a pure breed that does not shed any hair, yet he's massively hairy. Mary?
Harry?
All right, what do you have?
Okay, so this is for this is interesting because I am Grant yesterday said that if he could steal one thing without any repercussions, it would be, what did you say? Like
government clearance?
Top security clearance for the government.
Clarence. Mary. So the CIA has declassified a massive trove of UFO documents.
Yes.
And now you can access everything that the CIA has made available publicly. And I think we're talking about 2.2 million pages of previously state-owned secrets about unidentified aerial phenomena.
Here we go. Okay.
Phenomena.
Because phenomena, is that the plural of phenomenon?
Phenomena. Phenomena. They were released months before the Pentagon was due to brief Congress on all they know about UFOs. So this was included in the $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief bill that the president signed in December, and it was a stipulation that intelligence agencies like the CIA would be required to brief Congress on everything. So after that, then they made that available to the public. Huh. Google it.
All right. That's cool.
Do the googs.
Do it. I don't know. Do you want to know this stuff? If they said we can answer everything, we'll tell you everything. Would you want to know every secret that the government has, or would you be better off just not knowing any?
Oh, great question.
That is a good question. I would like to know about the UFO stuff for sure, because I think we have a right to know. Don't you?
Yes. Although I understand if they're hiding it, because we cannot handle that information as a society. We'd implode.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It's kind of like with your kids.
Oh, good call.
You can't tell them everything. Yeah, there's certain things that they should know and other things they shouldn't.
Well, I really want to know if there's a threat, don't you?
But that could create chaos.
That's true.
Oh boy, could it create chaos.
We've got enough of that.
Think of Black Friday.
Yeah.
You think we can handle aliens?
Good point.
We can't handle a sale on a plasma.
You're right. We can't handle the truth. You know Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
She does not want you to ever call her Anne. What? Tell you about that. I watched the Bee Gees documentary. Tell you about that, too. Brendan Fraser is coming back. We'll tell you how coming up next on My Talk.